Okay, so we've been discussing the inyan of mats. We discussed the neshchiva. We discussed the sichuch, and now we're discussing the idea of vilon, right? Curtains. In other words, is a curtain makabel tum or not? And so we saw the two opinions in the Gemara, two girsos, mibnei ma'amru vilon tamei, in contrast of mibnei ma'amru vilon osur. So if it's mibnei ma'amru vilon tamei, so then because Shamish miskamim, so then if the Shamish is not miskamim, then it wouldn't be tummy, right? In other words, he actually uses it to cover himself up. But if it would just be a partition not used to cover somebody up, it wouldn't be tummy. But the other gears of the Bahag is Mibneima Amru Vilon what? Vilon Osir, meaning Shatnez, because the Shamish is miskamim. But what about the Tumah aspect? So the Maram in Chulin, Daf Tzadi, says the Tumah is Avada, is going to be Tumah. We even without the Shamas Mishamim Kenegdom. So we only said it from the perspective of Vilam Osir. But Tumah, you don't even need to say Shamis Mishamim Kenegdo, because why? Because the partition itself is a usage. So that makes it a beged on its own right. Right? So it comes out a fundamental nafkamina between the two girsos is a partition, Mekabel Tumah or not. Like, and most partitions that we have today are not going to be used for a kisoy also. So that's how we ended off last week. So there is a sefer that I have in the packet called Avnei Zikaron. Actually, the Shaar Blot is on page 12. It's a Hungarian Rav who came to America. Alter Shaul Pfeffer. And he has a tshuva about using these partitions as eschach. And he has another raya or another avenue in Shas to discuss this issue as well. And that's based on the Gemara in Bava Basra, Samach Zayin Amud Beis, on page 3. So the Mishnah in Bava Basra here on page 3 talks about Hamocher es Hamerchatz. But if you sell a bathhouse, so what is included in the sale? Right? So you sold the bathhouse. But say the bathhouse has like wooden platforms that people stand, you know, they go on the wooden platform where they bathe, and they have towels in the bathhouse, they have curtains in the bathhouse. What's included in the, you know, all the towels and the curtains, this, that can add up a lot of money. So if you say, I'm selling you the bathhouse, what's included in the sale? So the Gemara says, lo mocher es hanesorim, the pieces of wood that are on the ground, that's not included in the sale. Ves hasfolim, or the mugs, the basins, that's not included in the sale. Because basically, what's included in the sale? Anything part of the structure of the binyan is included in the sale. But the other things that are in the building, that's separate. In other words, you have curtains in the building, and you have platforms in the building, and you have washcloths in the building. So those are separate. Those are not included in the sale. So mocher es hamerchatz, lo mocher es hanesarim v'sasfalim. Now the esha balonios. Now it says in the that's how Agir is in the, but if you look in the Bach, you look in the Mesoros Hashas rather. Svar Machairim, you see Mesoros Hashas on the top left. On Dalid, Havilo'os. Yeah. So, and that's the Gears of Rashi. In other words, if you sell the bathhouse, it doesn't include in the sale the Vilos. So what are the Vilos? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is Masach Keneged HaPesach. The first pshat is the curtains. They put a curtain in the bathhouse by the door, so you have your privacy, the door of the bath, whatever. So that's not included. The curtain. That's one pshat in Rashi. The other pshat, li nira, beged shem mistabgim bo dahayinu alotis. And the other pshat in Rashi, it's referring to the washcloths. Right? The washcloths. That is the other pshat. So these are two pshatim. The vilos referring to the curtain, or does it referring to the washcloth? So what difference does, what's the big difference over here? So that sefer that I just pointed out to you says he thinks there's a fundamental difference. Because if you hold it's referring to the curtain, so what does that mean? That a curtain is not what? It's not part of the building, rather. It's like a separate kli. It's not part of the building. And therefore, so therefore that's why it's not included in the sale. And if it's a separate kli, it's like a kli. So then it's Mekabel Tumah. But if you hold that it's referring to the washcloths, says the Sefer Rav Lizikaron, so the washcloths are not included in the sale. But the what? But the what? But the vilonos are included in the sale. Why? Because it's a mechitza. And the mechitza is like part of the building. So he wants to say that maybe this discussion that we're having, whether a curtain that you don't cover yourself up with is considered a kabel tumah or not, is considered like a kli or a beged or a kli, is tolay on these two gersos. That if you hold that it's that when the Mishnah says vilonos, meaning vilonos that are not included in the sale, then it's referring to the And it's referring to the curtain. That means that a curtain is a kli. It's a beged. It's a little different. It's like the washcloth. So therefore, it's mekabel tumah. But if you assume that it's referring to the washcloth, so it's not in the sale because a washcloth is a beged. It's like a kli. It's not. But if you would have, but according to the washcloth pshat, then the curtain would be included in the sale. Because why? Because that's not part of the structure of the building. So then, it's not a kli, it's part of the building, then it's not mekabel tumah. And then he goes, let me show you inside. On page... on page 13. Because the Yanila Shivasa Vidova Mashashal Havazdas Bivilonos Asui Mikash Okanim Dakim Kluim. You have these woven, mats. Vitolimos Osoviv Aksadra Habay Shakorin porch. In other words, you would put it around your porch. Like if you want to have a partition for your porch, you have these woven, pieces of whatever they're made out of, woven around as a partition. So tolan osam soviv ach sadras habayis shikar porch o veranda. Imutar l'sach b'hem, sukkah sachag. Are you allowed to use them? Ve'evi mishas beitza yudal al medbeis, mipnei ma omru vil on tome, mipnei shar shamish mitzchamim kenegdo, avi beger, avu udod yudon, dihi nasem mikash v'kanim, to lo shayek tamze, right? In other words, if a person has a bamboo partition, so he's not going to be wrapping himself, because you don't wrap yourself in a bamboo partition. It's too hard. It's not like, here, this thing you would wrap yourself in. If it got cold here, maybe someone would wrap themselves in this, if it got cold during the time you're here, you can wrap yourself in one of these things. So he quotes the Gemara Beitza, the two Gersos, and then he says he thinks that this Shaila is also Toloi in the Gemara in Bava Basra. He says, look at the first word on the line is Dina. You see where it says Dina? Okay, that line. Omnam divrei Torah, you ever hear this phrase? Divrei Torah aniyim b'mokom zev ashim b'mokom acher? Ever hear of that phrase? Yeah, in other words, sometimes we're learning Hilchas Sukkah, and we want to learn about, schach, and we have to bring something from Bava Basra about Hilchas Mechira. So that's what I mean. Sometimes the Chazal in one area doesn't have enough information about the topic we're interested in. That's the Aniyim. But in another area, which is not necessarily the area that we're learning or really have to do with the sugya we're talking about, Ashirim b'makom acher. That's a phrase in Shas. Yeah, so that's the phrase. You should be familiar with this phrase. Omnam divrei Torah aniyim b'makom ezeh, ashirim b'makom acher. So what he's going to do is, he's going to show you, that he's going to quote that Gemara Bava Basra that we just saw, and show you how that Gemara could be relevant to our discussion. V'nir lo chich din zeh mishas Bava Basra sam chzayin amit beiz, hamokher es hamerchas lo mocher es hanesorim, ves hasfolim, ves havilos, upesh rashbam, avidos, mosach, kenegra pesach, lidere, begit shem stabkimbo, dehainu alotis. Vidira poshut shazet toloi, that these 2 days are toloi in the machlokas, the Bahag and Rashi. Right, because we said the 2 years Bahag and Rashi is going to make a difference whether a curtain has the status of a begit or not. So that's Bahag, the Vilon Hukli, Kishar Kalim. Right, the Bahag sheet is that the only reason you need Shamish Mishamim is for the Chi of Shatnes. But for the Chi of Tumo, it goes without saying that it's Matame. Because a Vilon is like a Kli. It serves a purpose. Even in, Kashakin. So it's not Bichlal the Binyan. Veinu Nimkarmo. Came with Perish Vilos, Masach Negra Pesach. Tavgam Shev Tulim Vomnim Kimom Chitza, because Moka Einim Karmim Abayas. Because it's like a Kli. It's like a Kli. It's Makabal Tumu. Aval Das Rashi, the Masach Pesach Koshiv Mechitza, but Rashi Shita is that Masach Pesach is Koshiv Mechitza, Avopi, Sheinu Kavua. A few other days say, Mekom Mokom Avim Mechitza, Kshar Mechitza, Hakvus Beminion, Bukum Avayis Atzmo. But Rashi says, no, the thing that's not included is the washcloth, but the curtains are included, because a curtain is considered like the, like another wall in the house. Kshar Mechitza, Hakvus Beminion, Bukubo, Habayis Atzmo, Benimkar, Bechlal, Shar Mechitza, So Rashbam Iker Kedas Rashi, Rashbam, he likes Rashi Shita, that it's going to be. That's why he says the Rashi Shita is that a curtain. It's only mekabel tomuat if you, the shamus is, but if it's just a partition, then not. So that's why he had to say that the Gemara that says that it's not nimkar ima is talking about the talking about the washcloth, because a partition on its own right would not be mekabel tumah, because it's not a kli, because it's a mechitza, it's part of the binyan. And that's how he explains so that's a very interesting approach. That's a very interesting approach. So then it comes out that the whole, at first glance, the discussion of the partitions, right, the discussions of the partitions in the sugi here, is Tolei and this Machlokas, Rashi and Bahat, or the 2 days in the Rashbam here, how to learn it. Is a partition on its own right, Mekabel Tumah or not? So then, at first glance, it should be a Sveika Dedina. Right? How can, in other words, two opinions. So we have to see, is there anything more that we're missing? So there is another halacha. We'll see. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this, but before we see his tshuva, let's take a look in the Mishnah in Kalim on page 6. Parak of Gimel Mishnah Hey. Hachayim Tamei Bibnei Hazuto. So what does that mean? So let's learn the Bar Tanura. Hachayim Loshon Mitzodim V'Charamim. So the cherem is what? Is like a net. Matsuda. Rashis. So what's the story of a net? So is a net mekabel tumah or not? A net. So he says, Reshes Asui Mechutim Nikshar Mzebezeh Uvo Nikovim Nikovim El Sheish Ma'at Betachtis HaReshes Shu Oru Kebeget. Vikori Zuto. So what is he? What is he talking about? He says, if you have something that at least part of the the thing you have is knitted. Arig is knitted. You know, a knit, you weave, you go in and out, you know, you weave, when you weave something. So anything that's arug, even partially, not the whole thing, the whole thing is mekabel tuma. Once you have part of the garment, whatever it is, that's woven, that creates tuma. And there's another mission, atheists like this, etc. Oh. Right, like, yeah, like a woven basket.
Yeah. So this is just a way to refer to bamboo.
So what do you think?
I would say it's just a verse of weaving, but logically I would assume that it's just a way to define bamboo. What is bamboo? Something that's woven. I don't think anyone refers to a basket as bamboo.
What do we say? That anything that's woven, even if it's not, well,
maybe it's because it's not a fabric.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, maybe it's just a way to describe what fabric.
Right, so then you're saying.
Not just about being woven.
Right. So which line are you reading now?
Then at the end it says
Ha'akum v'haratov. Sal shatzadim bo dagim. Ratov sal shatzadim bo ofos. So those things are tahorim. And do we know for sure that that's woven? So let's see. So in the Igros Moshe, the Moshe is a tshuva here on page 16, or Chaim Chelek Aleph. So what's the truth about Bavilona shall eats Sha'ala Chalonos Im Ksherim Lesachech Sheyisterim? So you have shades, Venetian blinds. Can you use them for schach? No, the states of the Venetian blinds are probably they can't be like this. These blinds here, in other words, has to be gedule karka. Has to be like bamboo Venetian blinds. You know, that type of thing. What? Right. So they're made for. They're made for blinds. Right, so what's the story for that? Is that considered Mekabel Tuma or not? Right, so that's the discussion here. He says, Hinei, let's read the Tuva. Acharei shedibarti b'telefon, because he was writing the tshuva. They already spoke on the telephone about this. So he says, after I hung up from you, Naval Barayoni, Shaulai Haisa Kavanas Kavadros of Vinol Sha'ats, Shachadim Tolim Bechaloraseim, Shemamin Esamakl Sadakim, who Orig. It was like pieces, little slats of wood. I mean, the Venetian blind was made of little slats of wood. And then there what? There's some type of weaving going on that it was connected together through weaving. So he says that if that's the pshat, then l'chora, there's nothing to talk about. Because once it's Orig, then was I think Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library said to me, he thought maybe originally when Rabbi Moshe was talking to the fellow, Rabbi Shapiro was saying to me, he's saying he was dining on the thing. Now he realized that it could be that there's Orig in it. So if you have little pieces of wood that are now, you have a what? Stitches of what? Of what? Of wool or something that's holding the whole thing together. So now even if the vilon was made out of wood, which is normally not mekabel tumah, but once you have something woven in the whole structure, so now the whole thing is mekabel tumah.
Because of the Mishnah?
Because of the Mishnah. Right. So he says, the next paragraph says, "Ve'esha dibarti," when he spoke to you on the phone, "Chashavti shume eitz levad." I thought that the thing we're talking about is just pure wood. It wasn't rakshutikliyets. The marti gamkin shapossel, and even then I thought it was possel. Aval rak midrabon. So it was originally Rav Moshe says, because there's a question. If you have, there's a din of Gezeris Nesarim. You're not allowed to, and we'll talk about this, you're not allowed to use metal boards, wood boards rather, not metal, wood boards on your sukkah, because it looks like your house. When your house, you have something like that. So Rav Moshe thought, and we're going to see, Rav Yashiv has a whole thing about these little things, the wood is, you have little slats of wood, so it combines to be like one big wood board. And therefore, it's no good. But that's only Psul Drabban. Because the Gezeris Nesarim is only Psul Drabban. So he says, when I spoke to you on the phone, I just thought it was a question of the wood. And therefore, it's only a Shaila V'Drabbanan. And I still said it was possible, but only V'Drabbanan. Bishop Dover. So wait, no. So he's not saying Gezeris Nesarim. I should take that back. He's saying that the halacha is that Pshutei Kliyets is not mekabel tumah, which is no base kibul. But if it's a big piece of wood, so then it can be mekabel tumah because you would use a big piece of wood to put things on. So I take back that about the Gezeris Nesarim. So he says when we spoke on the phone, I thought it was just a question of the wood, and the question of the wood is that. Wood is not mekabel, flat wood is not mekabel tumah min haTorah, but midrabanan, if it's rochav, if it's wide, that it is mekabel tumah.
Right.
Midrabanan, because since you put things on it, it's similar to a kli kibul where you put things in it. But now, Rav Moshe says, I realize that it's, the shaila is much more complex because it's orig. It's not just the wood. I don't know what he thought originally. What do you think originally? How did they come together? I guess maybe just with a piece of wood that's attached to a piece of wood, but it's not. There's no weaving going on. It's not a riga. It could be a piece of wood. Maybe you have a hole in all the slats, and you have pieces of string going through, but nothing was woven. So therefore, Moshe says, so maybe they're all now considered one, all the slats combined together to be like one big piece. And one big piece, maybe is mekabel tumah midrabanan. So that was my whole mindset of the psul drabanan. But now you're telling me that there's like weaving going on in the thing, so then it's a din orig, then it's a shayla of what? A shayla of a deraisa.
Generally, the answer are kabbalah and rabbanan.
So that's the opinion in Tosis and Sukkah that if it's a broad piece, it's kabbalah tumah and rabbanan. So that's what Rav Moshe said on the phone. That was what I was thinking about. But then he says, but now that I just realized that there's weaving on it, now it's a done deal. It's a no-brainer that it's a psul d'oraisa. But then he said another thing. he says another thing. But there's another factor we have to keep in mind. That there's a concept of something that's used with the karka. Let's say this shtender is not used with the karka; it's on the karka, but it's not used. In other words, if you have a what's an example of something used with the karka, like a door? What do you manufacture a door for? Put it in the building. You know, what do you manufacture a shtender for? What do you manufacture a shtender for? To use, to learn, but it's nothing to do with the building per se. You take a shtender, it doesn't have to be. But here, you see, the Mishnah says in Kalim that anything that's manufactured to use with the karka is like karka. Yeah, I'll show you that Mishnah right now. One second. Take a look. On the page. Page 4 or 5. Any metal kli is tame chutz min adelus. Because if you make a metal door, right, it's not mekabel tumah. Why? Shenasu lekarka. All these things, all these different parts of the door are nasu l'karka. They're made to use with the karka. So if they're made to use with the karka, so then what? So then they're not mekabel tumah. So now Rav Moshe is thinking, again, originally he thought the only issue was an issue of Kabbalah Tumah Midrabanan. But then he found out it was Orig. So now he's thinking it's the right. But now he's thinking,
it was
the what? The Venetian blind. Yeah. So now, so let's see what he says. So now he says like this. The line that begins on page 16, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. The huva aval yektas sabeg v'heisha dibarti hu tashmish l'karka. Whereas is a Venetian blind considered a tashmish l'karka? And if it would, so then even though there's an arig and it's mekabel toma, but what? But it's not mekabel tumba because it's tashmish l'karka. Achayanirli shenechshav tashmish adam v'tamei. Kimo shemarti ad v'dobim v'tavos adam. Avim u'orig ein shayach v'stabi klal v'orosh apostol gamidina. Because originally when Moshe thought, when he was speaking to this rabbi on the phone, it was a shayla of a tumba d'rabbanan of Pshutei Kliyeitz. And then he was mistaping, well, maybe this Tumah D'Rabbanan would be lifted, that it's Mishtamish in Makarka. And now he's saying, no, this is a Shiloh of a Daraisa here. But either way, Lagami the Shiloh of Mishtamish in Makarka, but Moshe says he thinks it's not called Mishtamish in Makarka. So how, I want you to tell me how you understand why he's saying why it's not called Mishtamish in Makarka. Yeah. No. But what are you using it? How are you using it? You're using it in the building. You're attaching it in the building. Yeah, so what are you saying?
I would say, and maybe this is wrong, potentially just like we don't say that these the closet in the room is not attached to the room, and it's not like our head. If we say we do that, this is wrong.
Well,
so to this extension, it's not really part of the thing. I can still move it. It's not really attached.
What's not attached?
This sun, boot, so to speak, that I want to use this top, this sun.
We're talking about a Venetian bar.
Yeah, it's Venetian.
Yeah.
So it's not attached to it, or it's not part of the essence of the room, like. What makes the room? A room is a door. Some people even say they can't put a mezuzah in a room without a door. That's really a room. So too.
So you're saying that what?
It's not part of the building. It's not part of the essence. So too, just like we say that.
In other words, it's not attached. Is it? You're saying that it's not attached to the.
Yeah.
It's not attached to the building.
Yeah.
It's just hanging on the building. It's a decoration. Or you use it for to block the sun. But is that the point? Is that what you want to say also? Is it or is it not?
I think it is.
They're a hook, and then you can unhook and just.
It's also a shaman.
What?
The black?
Which hook were? They're not nailed there, so you would be able to take it out yourself, you say. If you get a ladder, you could just pick it up and take it out.
What about these plaques?
The plaques?
Yeah, well,
the plaques are attached. That Jesse can't remove the plaques.
Yeah, like, well, like, no, but seriously, how far do you go and say something's
attached? So, 1 second. So Ramosh is saying is that the Venetian blinds are not considered Tashmish Lakarka, but rather Tashmish Adam. What does the Tashmish Adam mean? What's the Tashmish Adam? Yeah, it's for your purpose. It's not augmenting the building.
Yeah.
it's for you to make it privacy or whatever. But a door, what? What do you say? What are these? The curtains here? Yeah. Well, how are you gonna put it in front of the building? What's gonna keep it there? What? You mean if I move these here, put it in front of the building? This window, yeah. It's not attached, right? So maybe that's called Tashmish Adam. Yeah. So 1 second. So he wants to say that that we're dealing with. So he wants to say that therefore it's a kli, like you said. Right. Oh, so based on this, Shuva, the CRC came out with this thing on page 22. Look where it says on the bottom, on the left side. Dovram Bekabel Tuma on the bottom. You see it? He says, Igros Moshe rules. This is from the CRC from Chicago. Igros Moshe rules that Venetian blinds made of wood slats held together with cloth may not be used for schach because the cloth, which is the Dovram Bekabel Tuma, renders the entire blinds of Dovram Bekabel Tuma and therefore unacceptable for use. So the same that applied to the reed fencing, which is held together by metal wires, which are mekabel tuma. Because now in the Home Depot. So the Home Depot, they're having the fencing that's made out of reeds, bamboos, and they're what keeps them together to be one unit. There's a metal rod that goes in. So the metal rod is Mekabel Tuma. And we're going to see, as a term in a future packet, that, you see, let me explain to you. There are two dinim about Mamid. So one din is you put something on something that's Mekabel Tuma, and it's just helping it keep up. That's a din Rabbanu. But then there's a halacha of Mamid, which if you actually attach the schach to its elf, one piece to the other, like having a mat. And what makes it a mat as opposed to individual things? There's something that's attaching the different parts of the mat together. So if it's a metal rod that's attaching it, and the metal is clearly Mekabel Tuma, so that is it's not the regular bit of Mabed, what everyone talks about, but it's something that's Mechaber, the slats, Menei Bey, so then the whole Heftza of mat is Mekabel Tuma Midoraisa. So at first glance, the Home Depot partitions, which are little slats that are held together by this rod that's going through, is what? Is Mekabel Tuma Midoraisa. So it should be a real Psul Doraisa. So why does the CRC want to say it's okay? It should be no different than Rav Moshe's blinds. Because the blinds are a beged, woven, whatever. It's orig, it's a beged, you could say that Rav Moshe is just saying that you have a cloth, that a cloth is orig. I think that's more the pshat. Maybe Rav Shapiro said this. But in other words, if the cloth is is what's holding the Venetian together, and the cloth is woven, so then it's like the whole thing being woven. So then, and Moshe says it's possible. It's possible. So then the Home Depot partition, which is made out of slats, which is held together by what? By the metal rod. So it's not a cloth, but it's a metal rod. Same thing. It's a kabel tumah. It should make the whole thing a deraisa. So why they want to master it, the CRC? So he says, so Rabbi First from Chicago says, I first answer that the primary use of this fencing is when it is attached to the ground with metal stakes. Also the Shamishi Makaka. And is therefore disqualified being the kabel tumah. In contrast, the Venetian blinds are not considered also Shami Shakak, which they are merely slid into a frame for housing, but are not actually attached to the house of the ground. Accordingly, the concern raised by Ignis Moshe does not apply to the product in question, and we may use a schach, assuming, of course, it's put onto a schach in the prescribed manner. So that's what he wants to say, first, that Rav Moshe's Shuva, he had a similar thing. He had this thing that wasn't a kabel tumah, but it was held together by the cloth, and the cloth is an orig, right? So Rav Moshe says, so the whole thing is no good. And then, and the same thing over here. You have the slats, the bamboo slats, that are held together by what? A metal rod. So it's also a kabel tumah, so what's the difference? So Rabbi First from Chicago wants to say that the metal rods, the partition is the, how is it used? It's attached to the ground, as opposed to, so also the Shamish Imakarka, as opposed to the what? The Venetian blinds that are not.
Even for
here it's metal. So metal is just as bad. What? Anything that's mekabel tumah. But Nimrod, did you want to say something? Right. Oh. So Nimrod is asking. So let's say it was made from Shamish Takarka. So now you're using it not limited on the Shamish Takarka. So. Yeah, you're using it.
What was that?
So Nimrod's question is, and maybe, is that at the end of the day, it was made with Shamish Takarka, but now you're not using it with Shamish Takarka. You're not using it with Shamish Takarka. So we say, so what's the deal if something that's also used in the karka, but in the end of the day he doesn't use it in the karka? That's basically your question. Yeah. Well, what did we say? Say it again.
So, well, last week you said that if you're using it for something, you can't, once it's something that's out of the door, it's not going to change the status of using it for something else.
Right, but here. So what's the din? So would we say it Nimrod Jensen, where we say that if you're at the end you're using the schach, so then maybe what? Mekabel. So it should be Mekabel Tumah. Because the mice, you're not using a cock and you have a metal rod, which is holding it together. And that metal rod is holding it together, Mekabel Tumah, so maybe the whole thing is Mekabel Tumah. Because Midoraisa. Or do we say no? Osri the Shavish is a karka. So then we have to learn the dinim of Osri the Shavish is a karka. So where do you learn for the dinim of Osri the Shavish is a karka? You have to look where the children know to be used it and make loss. Robert?
What page?
Yeah. That thing with the perpendicular, we're not up to yet. That's a whole different thing. And it's just going to confuse you. It's going to get good. So is it true over here and is that how do partitions work? These partitions. They stick them in the ground. Is that how it works?
You swing it around with your breath.
No, what do they do with your bottle when they do a partition? Is that called Mechubar L'Karka? Is that Mechubar L'Karka? Because you could just easily, like these partitions of here, you just pick them up?
I'm sure you fill it, like once you put them in the hole, you cover
it. So anything stuck in the ground is considered... What? Yeah, because the karka is the karka. That's different. No, because there, you're not letting people walk in that piece of land. Okay, that was a second. To be continued tomorrow. Look in the note of views, Tshuva, we'll talk more. Okay? So this is a... So you have to think, is this, do you like this answer or not? Because we're dealing with a potential daraisa here. And we're dealing with metal. And it's not like the same as, I want to emphasize this. If you have a prefab of sukkahs, the cam sukkahs that have the metal shell, the metal,
frame,
and then you put schach on that, that is going to be only a shadow of a darbonim or kachila. This is talking about that the mat is being held together. There's a different type of din of mamid. It's not the din that everyone and his uncle knows all mamid. But they don't know the daraisa din of mamid. That's the din, we'll have a whole pack of that coming up, but that's the din when the dover of a kabbal tumah is basically keeping the thing to be whole. Here, intact. Here, it's just laying on the thing. That's a din darabanan of mamid. But this is a daraisa of mamid. And so this svara is not applicable. So we have to figure out, is this svara applicable or not? If it's not applicable, we go back to an absul daraisa. So the stakes are very high here. So we got to know what we're talking about to make sure that it's called also the shabbos as a karka, or else you're in with trouble. You see, by the frame of the sukkah, so worst scenario is only an issue of a darabanan, and it might be only a chumra ba'alma. V'chule. But this is more. So that's why we gotta learn more. So, Bez Hashem tomorrow.